Welcome to It Sounded Like a Good Idea at the Time, the weekly podcast where we talk about grown-up conversations from a non-expert opinion. My name is Caroline.
And I'm Hannah.
And we brought in an expert today.
Yes, we did.
We're switching
finally.
Things up. We figured you guys were tired of hearing us figure out our own thoughts live on air.
Yes.
So we brought in the wonderful April Robeson.
Not an expert, though.
We'll find out. We'll take a poll.
Yeah.
Usually I like to pit Hannah against me and see where things line up, but we'll do you versus me and Hannah.
Yeah,
it'll be fair.
I'm in. Down.
Okay, so since we last had you on the podcast, I don't know, when was that? 3 months ago?
It was like January.
So. I don't remember because we drank some wine while we were recording.
I don't remember.
I have no idea.
Was that this year?
I don't know. Hannah was stuck at her house.
I know.
And I was
in
April's guest room.
We had a different setup then.
But here we are, surrounded by sparkling water in a studio. So we've really become adults.
Very fancy here.
Yeah.
But we get messages regularly. When is April coming back on the podcast?
Aww.
Like anytime I do like a listener survey, I'm like, okay, we get it. You want April back.
We
Let's talk about us now.
We are not your favorite. You're not here for us.
That is so untrue, but I am honored.
Thank you. Well, thank you for joining us. So what's new since we had you on in whenever that was?
Oh, yeah, no. Same old, same old.
Yeah, sure.
Life is just good and gravy. No, I mean, gosh, y'all, I'm trying to think what really is new, different.
Well, your baby is a year old.
Everybody had a birthday.
That's crazy.
So we had, in April, Charlotte turned 3.
Mm-hmm.
In May, exactly 1 month later, Camille turned 5, you know, 25 in her mind.
Right.
And then, now Lachlan is 1.
3, 5,
wild.
And 1.
Yeah.
That is so... what's the word when everything is like perfectly even?
Yes. It's like
congruent.
Yeah. 1, 3, and 5.
Yeah.
That would be my favorite thing to say ever. Because then you can stop saying months too.
That's true.
Yes.
Which is nice.
I am kind of over that.
Yeah.
I know.
It's fun the first time, but then it's like, I don't know. They're alive.
Yeah. Well, that's how it goes with weeks, like before they even turn like months.
Yeah.
11 teen weeks.
Yeah.
Well, Jane Ellis turns 1 tomorrow at the time of this recording.
Oh.
And I cannot handle it.
Yeah. That's so funny that they're so close in age.
I know. Well, I remember every large date of importance in your life, April, because Charlotte's birthday is my anniversary. I knew that Camille was 1 month exactly, so I know hers.
Yes.
I know Lachlan because he's exactly 2 weeks before Jane Ellis.
Yes.
And then I know Charlotte's diagnosis because it's my birthday.
Yes.
And so if you ever forget anything in your life, hit me up. I'll
let you
know.
I will be so excited to celebrate your birthday this year.
Oh, my gosh. But I just remember all of those things. So do you ever need a reminder?
Yes, I'm ready. I was having this conversation with someone the other day about, they were like, well, what are you going to do on July 31st? I was like, I don't know, because I can't decide whether I want to do something really happy with my family or like draw the curtains and be like, see y'all tomorrow.
Well, maybe it's a game time decision.
I think I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I'll just... Can you have like a birthday party or something?
Yeah. We'll do it right here. You, me and Hannah.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yes, I like it.
We'll get a lot of Topo Chico. That's April's mineral water of choice tonight.
That's what I'm sipping on.
I've got my cheap polar seltzer and Hannah's got her fancy.
I've got water.
Cool.
Honestly, probably the healthiest.
Yeah. Actually, you're right.
TBD. These all say they've got nothing in it and I choose to believe that.
Yeah.
So.
I'm hoping.
Yeah, that works.
That's the life I live and I'm okay with it.
Well, have you discovered anything that you love? Because last time, I only ask, we don't have anything to include in this discussion.
Okay. Yeah, we're tapped out.
But the last time we talked, you were working your way through 2 pounds of strawberry candy.
That is very true.
Are you still on that same 2 pounds?
I'm kind of over the
strawberry.
I had so much. I ate so much.
Okay.
Yes. I can't strawberry candy anymore. I've moved on to other things. What else am I loving? Let me marinate in that one for a minute.
Okay.
I was going to say, since that episode, I have found things I bought and liked, the account.
Oh, the account.
Mm-hmm. And I, like, she's just a daily watch for me.
Always.
She's hysterical. Like, her humor is spot on.
Well, what I love about her account, lately I have not been able to catch up on Insta stories during the day at work. And so it's like always right before I go to bed. But Norbeth has been having a lot of nightmares, so she's been coming into bed with us. But then I don't want to listen
silent.
To them.
Yeah.
But I love things I bought and liked because they're all silent. So.
She's great. Yes. I really like her.
And don't you, I know we talked about this last time, don't you so appreciate the fact that she doesn't show her face? I'm like, that makes you so cool.
I like it. Yeah, it does.
OG blogger Muffy Martini, if you still exist and you're listening right now, I still want to know who you are.
Show your
Muffy
face.
Muffy Martini?
Yeah, and she, like, That's she a shared cool name. Everything about her life, but never her name, never her face.
Oh, I love
like,
that.
And then she just kind of like disappeared into the ether.
Well, because now it's like not too hard to track down. Like, it's probably IP addresses.
And you're like, yeah. Oh, wow, that sounds like a great name. What else did you like about the blog?
I have an interesting enough life to like share everything and get readers, for sure.
But it could be anybody.
Yeah. Oh, could be any of us. Speaking of which, I just watched that movie. Shoot, now I forget. It's on Netflix with Adam Sandler and Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, yeah, I don't know the name of it.
Murder Mystery. I think it's called Murder Mystery.
Oh, I'm going
to
see if
I need to check it out. Yes. We're always looking for something good to watch.
Well, it's so interesting because it's one of those, like, someone dies, the lights go off and someone dies and the lights flip back on and Adam Sandler's like, lock your doors because one of us is a murderer, and that's, like, the vibe I just got.
Is he Adam Sandler-y in it?
Yeah, you wouldn't like it, I think.
Okay.
I was literally like, Kit, no, she's not going to like it.
No.
But because, see, I watched it because I'm not really big into Adam Sandler, but he and Jennifer Aniston did a movie, like, years ago, 10 years ago or something, like 8, I don't know, called Just Go With It.
Uh-huh.
Did you see that one?
No, but I remember when it came out.
It was this movie, and it was the first movie I saw that made me think, like, family vacations or something to be fun, because mm-hmm. you know how, like, movies, like, romanticize, like, romantic getaways and stuff like that, but, like, in this movie, Jennifer Aniston has two kids, and he needs her to pretend that she's his ex-wife, and they end up going on a trip together, and it's actually...
Brooklyn Decker is in that.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is actually really
local,
funny.
Local Charlotte in Brooklyn Decker. Yes.
That movie cracks me up, and it was just... I liked seeing, like, a family go on vacation together because it's kind of like a tiny bit of representation in that it's like families aren't like romanticized all that much, and it was just like cool to see like kids having fun on vacation, and it made me at that point be like, oh, one day I can like go on vacation with kids and it'll be fun.
How's that worked out for you?
Not great, okay, but you know, cool. One day when they're older it might be fun still. Just saying, it existed in a movie. So that's why I watched this one.
Must be real.
Yeah.
Well, I've seen on Insta stories that you have been catching up on some reality TV. Is that right? Are you into Southern Charm? Am I remembering
of
that?
Of course. Okay. Yes.
You don't watch Southern Charm, right, Hannah?
No.
Okay.
Is that the one with the Chrisleys?
No, that's Chrisley?
No, but
that's
I
Chrisley
like
knows
that.
Best.
Oh.
But Southern Charm is on Bravo. It's a Charleston-based reality show.
Right. Yes. I know a little
it's
bit
in
about
its like seventh season now, sixth. It is real good.
I love it. I know it is heavily scripted and I still can't quit it.
Okay, well, I have a recommendation for you.
Okay.
If you need a podcast,
yes.
Watch What Crappens is my hands down not our podcast.
Yes. That's like the reason you wanted to start a podcast, right?
It's was because of
Watch What Crappens. Yeah.
Two the gay best friends who recap every single Bravo show. So they release one episode a day, which I don't know how they do it.
Wow.
Yeah, that's nice.
So don't subscribe to it.
Okay.
Because there's a lot that you wouldn't watch. But like go into their library and download the Southern Charm ones, and they do spot on impersonations of every character.
Love.
I literally laugh out loud. And my friend Amy, who I talk about a lot but I've never met in real life, she and I discovered that the Crappens team is coming to Charlotte to do a live show in September, and she's going to fly out here for us to go to the show. So I'm.
Do you have front row?
We're pretty.
Let me try that one again. Do you have front row seats?
We're not front row. They're playing at McGlowan.
Okay.
And when I worked for the church, we met at McGlowan Theater, and so I knew the seats to have us get.
Oh,
the best
nice.
Ones. But I'm already really excited.
The inside info. Yes.
Yeah, the front row there is not great, but the fourth row.
Right.
Oh
good.
Is really good. So we're stoked.
Yeah, yay. That'll be fun.
So anyway, for anyone else who loves Bravo and loves Andy Cohen, watch What Crappens.
Is Andy Cohen involved in it?
No, but he likes it.
Okay.
And they make fun of Andy in a really great way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Plus Cameron on that show.
They love Cameron.
Oh, girl crush territory.
Yeah,
like,
for
she's
sure.
Just so cute and so real. She has a great social media account to follow as well.
Yeah, she does. Cameron Eubanks, right?
Yes.
Or Cameron Wimberly.
Cam Wimberly.
Cam Wimberly.
Yeah, yeah, I think so.
Anyway, we'll tag her.
There you go. hot off the press's info.
That's right.
Well, we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back to talk about finances. It'll be more fun than it sounds.
Get excited.
Okay, Caroline, I'm dying lately.
Okay, tell me more. Do I need to be worried?
Yes, always. Always be worried about the things that I say about myself.
There's a lot.
Important.
There's a lot to filter
my
through.
My feelings need to be top priority.
Okay. Yeah.
It's so hot and it's like wearing me out. Like I'm like dead by the afternoon. And I feel like that person that like most of the year is like, it's so cold. I hate this. It's so wet. I really want summer. And then, like, in May, I'm like, not like this.
Do you know who else does that? Very old people.
Where are we going?
Like geriatric.
I cannot
people.
Help it that I feel creaky in my joints sometimes.
Do you play Mahjong at the Y now?
The people who meet at the Y are my people.
Megan at Clef Muds. Text me when you see Hannah playing the old people.
Trying to talk to people about the weather at the Y. It's
well,
just
other
so
than
miserable.
That,
it's making me really tired,
have
is
you
my
found
point.
Any solutions?
And here's my solution.
Okay.
Lineage Coffee.
Sure.
Is the only thing that gets me going in the middle of the day and at
hearing,
the beginning of the day.
I keep hearing great things about Lineage. What makes it so special?
It's craft coffee roasted to perfection. It's your nice brown beans.
Go on. Set me up for this one.
We don't want black beans.
Nope, because if you open a bag of coffee and find black beans, something is wrong.
So if you don't want that to happen when you open your coffee, only order Lineage.
If you also don't want to hear that joke again, order Lineage.
Order it in droves.
Yep.
LineageRoasting.com for 20% off your first order, and they have a subscription service.
Oh, yeah.
So when you find out you love it, you can get it shipped all the time. That's what we do. So we get 3 bags at a time.
That's great. Join the Lineage.
Yeah.
And tell them Hannah and Caroline sent you.
Yes. And then let us know what you think. LineageRoasting.com.
Hey, guys. Do you want to talk about money?
Always.
I guess. All right. So I put an Instagram question out months ago. What kind of topics would you like us to cover? What would you like to see on the podcast?
Mm-hmm.
So second to April all the time was, talk about...
It was like April and Christina.
I'm like, I get it. We are doing our best.
Yeah, so we had Christina and we have April back. Yeah. So Christina's probably going to have to come back.
Yeah, really. People wanted to talk about our approach to finances, which I think is something that is really important to talk about because it's been taboo, at least in the South, for a really long time.
Right.
Like,
money
you don't
can
talk
be
about
so
it.
Weird. I remember when I was babysitting back when I was in college, or I don't remember. I wasn't in college. Just after college. I was like doing babysitting and someone was like, oh, and what do you charge? And I was like,
whatever you
want to
pay me.
Yeah. And she was like, it's not weird. Just say it. Just talk about money. Money isn't weird. And I don't know. It was like kind of freeing, but it was also like, I'm like, no, it is.
Yeah. Well, and I felt like I became an adult and didn't really know. I felt like I was set up well to know about money, but I didn't know how we grew up, like the number, the dollar amount of our household income.
Right.
So I didn't know when we were making a decidedly less than that, like how to scale.
Right.
And we figured it out. But I also think there are so many different ways that people are doing their finances now, you know, married joint accounts, married separate accounts, the wife doing it all, the husband doing it all, the breadwinner doing it. So anyway, I wanted to open it up to you guys. And April, you have done a great job talking about finances and in terms of how you and Ian do it and what you decide to splurge and save on, because it's such a special personal decision.
Yes.
But it is like, it's good to know, like how I like to know how people spend their money.
Well, it's like curiosity at its best.
Yeah. It's really voyeuristic. Like,
yeah,
I want to know.
Is. Yeah. Right. In fact, one of my best friends, that's one of the things that we sort of consider a trait of our best friendedness.
Yeah.
Is we're very open with each other. We're like, oh, well, how much did you pay for that?
Right.
Or, oh, yeah.
Like, oh, you took on this project? How much are you getting paid for it?
Yeah.
And we ask each other, like, we're saying, what is your favorite, you know, weather?
Right.
But, you know,
like,
I
forecast.
Feel like.
Yeah, I love that.
But
I
we like should. Them. Like, because when I went freelance, I had no idea what to charge because.
Right.
I knew like freelancers that were charging like $150 an hour. And so that was outside of the scope of a lot of people that I knew could afford. But it wasn't talked about a lot. Of,
right.
Like, what should you spend? How should you value yourself?
Mm-hmm.
And it just didn't feel like there was any way to talk about it. So I love that you are like that. Because
Hannah
and I are like that too. Like,
yeah, we are.
How much
of
this cost?
We have zero like boundaries. But also, I mean, I think women should talk about it more. Because when you start talking about things more, then it becomes more like you maybe not receiving what you're worth in the workplace would be more obvious to you. Right. Like a lot of the reason that women don't fight back and like fight for a higher salary is because they don't know that like someone might be getting more than them or something like
that. Well, I remember David came home from work one time and told me that somebody in the same position as he was that had just gotten hired was making, you know, X amount more than he was. And I was like, well, how did you know? And he's like, I just asked him. And I was like, you what?
I know.
Like, you did? You know? And I like, it was weird that he was like, no, I mean, I just asked him. And like, it felt so uncomfortable to me. But I also think with finances, there's so much shame on either end of the spectrum. Like, if you think that you make a whole lot less than somebody, you like immediately become kind of like apologetic about it. But I've also seen that it works the other end of the spectrum too. If you're doing really well, like I see in message boards, like how much would you pay for a car per month?
Well, oh, that's yeah.
Like, it depends on how much you have,
yeah,
right?
Sure.
Like it's a proportion. So what may feel like a huge amount for somebody
yeah.
isn't for somebody else, mm-hmm. but then they look excessive.
Yeah, because then it feels
be.
Like people can kind of shame, like, oh, you would pay that?
Yeah.
And it's like, well, right. again, everyone is different. Everyone's situation is different. So
right.
anyway, but yeah, back to you, April.
So I actually pride myself on being a huge, I can't even say a money savvy person. It's just that I really like saving money.
Yeah.
So, oh,
so you're a saver, not a spender.
I am. And I wish I could go into this conversation saying, oh, I, you know, sit down with a spreadsheet and mm-hmm. this is what I allot myself for this. And I've done that before. But at this point, I just find that I can just kind of find like an organic flow with things. I know where I like to be on my grocery bill.
Mm-hmm.
I know when it feels right to maybe pick out a little something here or there for myself at
yep.
TJ Maxx or Home Goods. And I know when I can spend on something bigger, like, oh, hi, I want to book a vacation.
Yep.
I want to book a photography session for my family. You know, things like that that take a larger chunk of money. I know when I feel okay about that. And for me, it's not sitting down at a spreadsheet and crunching numbers. And I might be at that point at some point in my life. But for right now, I just kind of save money across the board.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that when I do want to have a little splurge here or there, I don't have to get, you know, like sweaty palms about it.
Yeah, doesn't
really convince yourself that it's okay.
Yes.
Yeah, because that's just a terrible feeling. Like,
yeah.
There is like a very physical, like guttural reaction
yes.
to looking at your bank account. Or
yeah.
at least, sorry, we feel that way.
Yeah.
In
yeah.
certain seasons.
Agreed.
Yeah, and especially the more you get into like childcare and like school costs and all of that. But yeah, I think I hear more often than not people saying things like stuff that they did. And then they're like, because I deserve it. I was just talking about this on someone's Instagram story yesterday. Uh-huh. They were saying like, I'm buying this for myself. And you know what? I deserve it. And it's like, it's true that you do. It kind of makes it seem like you don't believe it because you're mm-hmm. talking about it. But at the same time, like, we don't have to defend ourselves. Like, if you feel like you want to spend your money in that way, do you think that people are like looking at do you think people look at like expenditures and think like, oh, April's on vacation again or something like that? Or
yes,
I do think
I
that.
Do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think I mean, I know that I look at how people spend their money. And if I think that we're about the same age or like yeah. what I think that they make, there are times that either I'm like, how are they doing that? And we are not.
Right.
Or. Yeah. I just assume that people are living out of a lot of debt. But I think mm-hmm. that's because I just feel like I'm trying to make myself feel better about
right.
what we can and cannot do. And so
yeah.
I like get judgmental about that.
Yeah.
But I do think that people pay attention.
I do the exact same thing. So if that makes you feel better or more
sure
normal,
does.
Then that's usually my kind of knee-jerk reaction. They're on a yacht. Ugh.
Credit card debt.
That's exactly right. I'm like, man, good luck retiring,
spiders. Right. Where, you know what? They may have paid for it in cash and
yeah.
good on them, but I'm not there. So.
Right. But I feel like instead of just being able to be like, oh, I'm just not there, I'm like, they can't be paying for that.
Hashtag
like, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. Like, there's no way they make that kind of money.
Enjoy retiring.
I know.
Yeah. What about you? You don't feel that way? If you had
I don't think that I the things that probably trip me up the most are more like it frustrates me how hard it is to afford a house.
Oh yeah.
Without like someone in your family passing away and leaving you money
mm-hmm.
or like other acts of God, like things like that frustrate me more than like I wonder how other people are doing. I guess I'm more I don't know. I'm trying to think if I...
Well, I know that you are less judgmental about other people than I am, period.
Yeah,
so.
I think I give people the benefit of the doubt a little bit more.
I pretty much never do, so. If it's coming from a place of, like, comparison,
yeah,
it turns into an ugly thing.
I'm trying to think if I see something... If I would get... Like, it weirds me out more when people defend their purchases.
Well, but I think
yes.
that comes from a place of they must like relate to me in April.
Right. Yeah.
That because
be,
they
yeah.
are looking at other people, they assume they can't just make a purchase
right.
without like,
right.
I don't spend very much money on myself like ever. And,
right.
Like I never buy myself new clothes. And I mean, it was after Jane Ellis that I put something on. And my mom was like, is that new? And I was like I bought it when I got pregnant with Norabeth. And she was like, oh, then for you, that is new. Cause I just like never.
Right.
So then last Christmas, I like discovered this like major Gap Factory sale. And with Ebates, now Rakuten, I was like getting all this cash back. And I went on this, like, I bought myself so much stuff over that 3 months. But then I felt like I had to keep justifying it. Like, I haven't bought myself any clothes in 5 years because I've been pregnant or breastfeeding. And it's like, I kept wearing new clothes, and because I knew they were, I was like, people are going to think that I spend so much money. But it was like, they were like $10 like jeans.
Yeah. Because I remember you texting me about that, and I'm like, yeah, do that. That's
great. Go for it. Yeah. But I felt real rich.
Yeah. Maybe you're wondering why I'm wearing a ton of new clothes.
I'm sure you noticed. It's not like one of my same five outfits.
Yeah. That's honestly me. But I guess lately I've been splurging on plants. I know that'll come as a surprise.
Oh, wow. Wait. Hit me with that again. I don't think I was ready.
But at the same time, I found this like loophole with the garden store I go to because they were giving
out.
They're
not listening.
Well, believe me, they have won in the scenario.
Okay.
They like had for like the spring where they like basically their version of Kohl's Cash.
Oh, yeah.
So they were giving out like $1 for like every $10 you spent.
Oh, that's great.
So like, I'm like, I got $28 because now it's like valid. And then I'm like, oh, wait.
That means.
What
it's I'm free
like,
money.
I'm like, I am totally getting them here. But I'm like, wait, they have 280 of my dollars.
Right.
How did that happen?
Yes.
I like totally thought I was like swindling them. My big purchase this month was like a new fiddly fig tree. So I feel first of all like an influencer.
Which you are.
Yes. And I got it for half off. So I feel like ultra
and
savvy.
With your greenhouse bucks.
Yeah, exactly. So as I was paying, I'm like, oh, wait. You people have like almost $300.
This is not at all free.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So that brings up a good question. So you are spending a lot currently on plants, which it's not
I only
funny.
Have one more I want. And then I'm going to take a break.
I'm sorry. I do take your hobby seriously because I think it's a great hobby, but I can't.
My air is extremely purified in my house. You will look silly.
I can't ask you about it without getting the giggles, but I'm really glad that you have that hobby. Here's what I need to tell you about that though.
Yeah.
I love that you garden.
Yes.
I think it's really healthy for you. But I did just want to let you know that a listener, Janelle, messaged me. And I just need to clear the air here.
Okay.
Purify the air, as it were, with your plants.
Yes.
Did you get that?
Our air is extremely pure, but okay.
Well, Janelle kept listening to our episode and was laughing about you talking about your gardening hobby.
Yes.
Not the way I laugh at your gardening hobby, but she... Yeah,
ideally out of support, Janelle.
She's followed a blog for working women for years with a huge comment section, and gardening is the euphemism for SEX.
SEX. Thank you for editing that out.
She said that she knows that you are talking about real plants.
Do you, Janelle?
But now I'm going to assume you aren't. Because I want to know what you just spent, $280.
Across like 3 to 4 months.
Right, and you have your eye on one more.
Yeah, just one more, and then I'm fine. After my rubber, ironically, it's a rubber plant. That's what
sure
I want.
It is. All right, Janelle,
done.
DM us, let me know, rubber plant. Ask the commenters, what does that mean?
It's really cool looking, and I have a planter for it already.
I'm sure it is.
Anyway. I really want to check out that blog. Also, Janelle, if you could send the link.
Yeah, you left out a key piece of information, Janelle.
So that's like my splurge lately because it makes me feel nice. And like focusing on like my home design, at least on one floor of the house.
Yeah.
Has been helping, like literally helping my mental health lately.
Well, how do you decide, April, what you want to splurge on? Like, if you're looking at saving versus splurging, what kind of tips the boat for you to say, like, is it a theme or is it just different every time?
It's kind of an all-encompassing thing. It has to be something that is memorable.
Okay.
So my kind of splurges are tied to, you know, something that kind of just resonates with you. So mine are going to be sentimental sort of items, if we're talking about something tangible. Family photography, vacations, things like that, or even like going to a restaurant and being like, you know what? I'm going to do that $60 bottle of wine.
Yeah.
Oh,
because I know that I am getting completely hosed on that the restaurant paid, you know, $9 for that
you
bottle.
Sure are.
But if I'm making it into an experience,
right.
You know, if I'm there with girlfriends and I'm like, girls, next round is on me. I'm getting a bottle for the table and I'm kind of feeling like I'm treating them. Then for me, that's an experience.
So do you want to go get wine after this?
I was going to say, we're both free.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff down the street.
We really want to dig into this.
Yes. Yes, yes. Oh, wait, am I paying?
We'll just wait and see when the bill comes.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. That's
yeah, I like that you weigh that out that way. Yeah. That's a good
what
weight
matters. It's like what matters. Because, like, photography is another thing that we have traditionally splurged on, like, especially birth and hospital photography, because, like, those are the things that we, and, like, our wedding photos, like, things like that we've
our wedding
on.
Definitely that was like one of our highest line items. Catering was because like David cared so much about what we ate and we wanted our guests to remember that.
Right. Yeah.
And then photography was next for us. But it's kind of hard to like book a photographer and not splurge.
Yeah, it is for
Isn't
sure.
That the truth?
Yeah.
Outside of like, you know, having your cousin do it with your nice camera.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Like
exactly.
iPhone 6.
Yeah. Right.
I was at a work event the other day and somebody was like, I guess just because I do social media, they're like, if I just get you a nice camera to use, like, can you take pictures? And I was like, yeah, I mean, you can do that, but that's like a trained thing.
So
I will probably be just as
money
good as my iPhone. Like, I can't just like set these settings. I don't know how to work on this.
Do you like photos with a thumb in front?
Oh, right.
Yeah, that's completely out of focus. That's like my art.
Dark with like no light.
Okay, so how do you guys, in the scope of your relationship, make purchasing decisions? So in ours, I do all of our finances. So basically, it's not like fully autonomous, but I kind of keep David updated on where we are. I mean, he sees our bank statement, you know, online whenever, but I pay our bills. So I keep a better track of like where we are. And just as I think as the mom, I do much more of our purchasing. So I'm making like 90% of our purchasing. How about you?
Yeah, that makes sense because you and Passan have so much in common. Like like he does like most of our bills and stuff like that.
David
too.
Just doesn't really want to. Like he's like pretty happy to do it.
Yep.
Yeah, you don't care.
Agreed. No.
Okay.
I mean, I do ultimately care.
Well,
Just like money in our account.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that we're like on the same page. But I'm also like, just want to know like if something happens to you, I know what to do. But other than that, like, you handle it.
Yeah. How about you guys? Are you...
So, I am the one, and maybe this comes from being the quote-unquote stay-at-home mom. Mm-hmm. I do kind of feel like it's something that falls under my, you know, line item list of things that I would handle. So, I handle the finances. There are certain things that Ian handles, things that he's set up. Like, he hired a landscaper to do all of our fertilizing
this year. Yeah.
The landscaper emails him. He pays. Done.
Yeah.
Outside of that, like any, you know, groceries, gas, anything that our children do, so like preschool or activities, all of that, those are all things that I manage. Mm-hmm. But part of it is just that I'm a nosy Nelly and I really like, I wish that I were the kind of person that could be like, oh, he'll just handle all that, but I have to have my hands.
Yeah,
I'm the exact same way.
Yeah, I get that.
It is fully a control thing for me. That it's worked out. I mean, it's helpful to us that David is like very easygoing about that. Because even if he quote unquote ran it, I would still be like, how about this? How about this? Like, to me, it was like urgently important that we set up college funds for the kids, like literally the minute they were born. Cause I'm like, if we put it off, we just never will do it. Like, if we wait till we could really like afford to do it. So I have done that like within a week of each girl being born. Cause I'm like, if something else happens, like, I know this is auto drafting. So like, they will have money to go to college.
Right.
But like, I know that David's personality would be like, oh, we'll just wait till like, we pay for this or we pay for this.
Yeah, would be me too. I'd be like,
we'll get there.
Pay off the car.
Same here.
And so it was like, hey, just so you know, we did this. And he's always like, oh, thank you. Like, it just wouldn't occur to me, you know? And I'm like, a lot of things occur to me. Like, so I'll just act on those.
Yeah, that's exactly how I am. Like, Passan did all that. And I'm like, oh, good idea. Yeah.
That's
college does sound like a good idea.
I do more of the day-to-day, and I'm good with that. So I can make sure that all of the bills are paid and that there are groceries in the fridge and that, you know, children have, like, a little school to go into in the fall, things like that. But I will say Ian is the one who will come to me and be like, we have too much fluid money right now in this account right here. Mm-hmm. I have set up a meeting with our financial advisor to talk about rolling it over into a blah, 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 blah. This is the point that I'm like, what? Are we close to being out of coffee? I should add that to the Walmart grocery pickup.
Lineageroasting.com.
Set up a subscription, April. You don't have to think about that.
Honestly, if I were on auto ship, that would help me because we had like a coffee SOS today.
Oh, yeah. That's the worst.
Yeah. So I will say that's like a a little feather in his cap is he is so much better than I am.
It's a good partnership.
That, yes, yes. And I feel like that's the point that we've gotten to now. Mm-hmm. I remember when we first got married and I wrote a blog post that was called Yours, Mine, and Ours. And it was a very...
That's actually a blog post title.
For right? Back in the day. Yeah. Yes, yes. Circa, gosh, I don't know, 2012 or something like that. And it was a very popular one because people had really strong opinions. Mm-hmm. And some people weren't crazy about the fact, or I don't even want to say not crazy about it, but they didn't really understand why what I was describing with my oh-so-cute title was that I kept my account, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Ian kept his account for him, and then we also had a joint account.
Yep.
And there were...
Yeah, that can be polarizing, weirdly.
There were a lot of people that were like, I just don't understand how you are in a marriage partnership mm-hmm. with someone and you still have your own account. That seems odd to me. And I was kind of like, well, you do you, boo.
Yeah. So, I don't care.
Right. This is working.
But like you
well.
Having an opinion on it sounds weird to me.
Yes,
so like,
right. Yeah. So, I mean, for us, that is something that we've maintained. However... 2019 update. I will say the what I keep as mine and what he keeps as his has become a lot more small. And mm-hmm. then what that sort of, you know, communal pot in the middle has grown bigger.
Sure. So, well, you have more expenses that you would share now. I think yes, before you
children.
Have kids, like
right.
David and I lived like pretty independently when we got married because of both of our fluctuating work schedules. We just didn't see each other a lot. And right. because there was like not a shared interest, we had a joint account and we always have. But it was like if he went to spend money on X number of like going out to eat or, you know, whatever, it didn't really affect
right.
my day to day.
Yeah.
You know, like, yes. but then when we started having kids and we started accruing expenses that he didn't know about, like, oh, I signed the girls up for camp or karate or whatever, it became like more. urgent that we both know about what the other one was doing with our money. So it wasn't like, sure, go do whatever.
Right. Yeah.
We weren't as free.
And I think, too, what a lot of my, one of the reasons why I decide to keep my own account, what that stems from is that I can be considerate to a fault mm-hmm. of other people's ideas, feelings, and opinions. And so, for me, I do like going out and buying that $60 bottle of wine
right.
from time to time at a restaurant. But if I knew that that was coming out of our joint account, something would stop me and be like,
right.
oh, yeah,
that's a great
he's
point.
He's probably not doing that, so I shouldn't. But when
yeah.
it comes out of my account from money that I have earned mm-hmm. myself, then I'm like, heck yeah.
I do whatever I want. Yeah.
Right, right. So it just is a way to sort of release me from that. I can get a $14 haircut, or if I decided, you know what, I've done 5 months in a row of getting a $14 haircut, I'm going to go get that $75 haircut
mm-hmm.
that I don't feel like I should run it by anyone. I just
right.
go get it.
No, right. that's great. Because it does always make me sad on message boards when like stay-at-home moms are like, I feel like I can't go out to lunch because my husband earns the money, so it's not mine.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, that is like, it. I hate that for people to not feel empowered
right.
of this ownership of finances. And that's where I think that shame comes in of like, I don't earn it, so I can't spend it. Or
yeah, well, because our like society makes like such a big deal about like making money. Like we're a capitalist society,
yeah.
so like we're the people who make the money are the ones who are important and valued. So and like moms are not. So that like it all
yeah.
it all kind of boils down to like it's all part of that scheme. I don't know. So it's just hard to like that's one of my struggles is it's hard for me to find like a lot of value outside of like being paid money by someone.
Yeah. Yeah,
like
well, and that's why you talked
like
about a couple weeks ago. You want to monetize your hobbies because
right.
that feels like what you
right.
should do.
Right, it feels like what you should do when it's like, actually, like, I am contributing a whole lot right now because mm-hmm. we don't have, like, childcare expenses.
And let me
remotely.
Tell you those childcare expenses.
Right. I mean, like, just what,
cha-ching.
Like, you go through.
Yes.
I'm like, ooh. First of all, Passan owes me a whole lot. So if someone wants to DM him.
Yeah, I'll give you all of our hourly rates and monthly rates
yeah.
for all of our mini childcares that we
yeah,
pay for.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like. It's a partnership.
Yeah.
You have to see it that way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we see it that way.
Yeah. So, like, for us, our spending money because of our childcare expenses is, like, at low. So I do feel like I have to be, like, cognizant of what we're buying in that point. Because, like, between our mortgage and our preschool nanny extra babysitters. Why childcare if we need to do that? I mean, really, it is like, we have no money left.
Right.
Yes. Sorry, you want to go.
But
the kids are fine.
Yeah.
They're really happy.
They're happy.
But then we make up for it in other ways because, like you, I like to meal plan. I do keep an eye on what we buy when we grocery shop. And I used to be like militant about it. Like, I will not spend a dollar over $100, and then I won't spend a dollar over $125. I've gotten a little bit more free about it because I'm like, I know that we're not just throwing money away at a restaurant. And restaurants are great. Obviously, they employ my husband, so like, they're part of our income.
Restaurants are the worst.
Everyone go to restaurants. I won't. But it does, like, I'm like, okay, I'm not going to live or die by if my kids can have strawberries today or if they can have another cup of yogurt, because it's like healthy food they're eating at home. And if it's right. costing me dollars over,
right,
we're going to eat it.
Yeah.
Like, but then I do get kind of hung up on food waste. Like, I really hate when I forget about
and
leftovers.
Kids waste food, though. That's yeah. so frustrating.
I know. I do. I know that I'm old now it. When I'm, yeah. like, throwing a waffle away, and I'm like, there are starving children.
I know. I know.
But yeah. I'm like,
you kids in 5 minutes.
Yeah. Like, and I'm like, oh, yeah. And then when it's immediately,
it's the worst.
Like,
yeah.
I'm like, I want to snack during that.
We used to have this saying in my family. My mom would always say, what does the army say? We would repeat, take what you want and eat what you take. And I don't even know if the army does say that or not.
But, I know buffet signs have
yes,
said that.
There you go.
Yeah.
Along with like new plate each time.
Yeah. Exactly. There's some kind of waste happening somewhere.
Yes, but it kind of always ingrained into me. Now, of course, now I'm saying it to my children all the time. But it ingrained into me the no waste sort of deal. So I also hate wasting food. And
yeah.
I think, Hannah, you mentioned recently that you're the kind of person that you'll be like, oh, it's dinner. I should probably walk to the, you know, pantry and see what I can scrounge up. And I'm the exact same way. I'll be like, well, there's a tortilla.
You're right.
Yeah.
That's what I did last night. I'm
and
like,
ketchup.
Yes.
Yeah. If I
like,
we have some shredded cheese.
Yeah.
And like some kind of old meat, but I think
Mexican.
It'll be fine.
Yeah.
Literally, last night I was like,
hashtag,
who wants a quesadilla?
Yes,
yeah.
Tuesday.
Yeah.
So that's totally me. And I think I get a cheap thrill out of being like, I can create
yes,
something from
I
almost
do,
nothing.
I do too.
Yeah, well, last
do,
night was our leftover quesadillas. And then I'm like, I have literally no side dishes. And so I, you know, every time I go to the grocery store now, I feel like as a mom, I'm like adding the cheap things on that could eventually make a meal. Like
yeah,
if I just throw
yeah.
enough of them in my car.
Staples
break
or something.
So I'm like,
yes.
I know that I have black beans somewhere.
Say,
and
black
I was like
beans.
Scrounging for black beans. Well, I also have like 5 cans of garbanzo beans. So like Caroline, who orders groceries next time, you do not need garbanzo beans. You are set.
Yeah.
But I was like, I know they're in here somewhere. And I found the black beans.
We need
I'm
a
like,
side.
You're welcome for this wholesome meal,
yeah.
everyone.
Yes. Fiber.
Yeah. Yeah. Put a little cumin on it. And
you should
then
put them in the quesadillas. That's
they don't
what
like
I
them
do.
That way.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Well,
everything's separate.
It is.
Yeah.
Nothing
like
touching.
It's separate. Yeah.
Yes.
But there was kind of a battle because one girl got a stale whole wheat tortilla and one girl got a stale flour tortilla. So they looked different.
Oh,
so
no.
They each had to have triangles of the other
chaos.
Ones. And meanwhile, like Jane Ellis was like, I'll take whatever you put on
yeah,
my
I'm
tray.
Here.
Like,
I'm
immediately.
Here, Mom. I
anything.
Love you. I'll take whatever.
I think she's like Lachlan. Like whatever you give her, she's like, this is great.
Oh my God.
This is like the
Thanks.
Best thing I've ever had.
I love
Thank you.
And you look
yes.
beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Lachlan, like I actually turned around tonight and I had to question myself. I was like, did I not give you food?
Oh no.
And then I was like, oh my
you ate
gosh,
it that fast.
You inhaled it.
That's,
he's
just happy to
that
be here.
Jane Ellis.
Yes.
Yes, that is Jane Ellis. They can never marry each other because they will not keep food in the
Their
house.
Their grocery budget would be a yes. podcast topic
yes,
of conversation.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yours, mine, and ours
yes.
in the pantry.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I do have a question. How can we remove the taboo from talking about finances? Like, I love that you have that friendship that you can be like, this is what it costs. This is what I'm making. You know, like, I think that helps remove that because it shouldn't be a shame conversation.
Right. I think with a lot of things we talk about, just like bring it up casually.
Yeah.
Like more so like, oh, that was really expensive. And, you know, kind of like feel things out because I've done that in mm-hmm. conversation and I'm like, oh, that's an immediate no from someone for whatever
yeah.
reason. But like if someone's still open to it, just be like, yeah, it like camp is expensive. It's $160 a week. That's why I'm not yeah. signing both my kids up for it.
Well, again, I saw on one of these message boards. somebody was like, how much do you pay your nanny? And like, right. I gave like our cost. And all these people were like $20 a day from 8 to 4. And I'm like,
okay, you're underpaying them.
What? Like, yes. I love a deal, but why would you pay so? Like, what? One, but, who would take that? And two, why would you like devalue somebody like, by paying
them
that way?
Is it your mother-in-law?
Yeah. Like, yeah. Are you buying them Chick-fil-A? Like, I don't understand like what
but
is
I
happening.
But I think like in person is just the way to do all these things. Because like online, again, like there's all of the, like,
there's so many contingencies.
Yeah, there's so many contingencies. Like, mm-hmm. I just almost never think. I mean, it's like we said, like, in last week. You can't, like, it's online is, like, a good place to start, but I really think, like, following up more, not in, like, oh, there's 800 people commenting, so I'm going to get, like, I'm going to carry on something meaningful.
Yeah.
Because, like, you could even strike a rapport with someone in a comment thread, but then someone else is going to chime in and say, yeah. Well, what about, and so I just don't think.
Yeah, keep it where, offline, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we did also ask some of our listeners for their thoughts. So Jenna, one of our listeners, said that she's really into learning more about investing, which I think great. I don't have a whole lot of tips for her. She asked if we did. I don't. We do listen to Dave Ramsey. He has some really good, like, basic investment principles, which have so far turned out to do well. So
yeah, I hear good things
yeah,
about him.
So he's great. So sorry, Jenna.
But good for you for wanting to learn, Jenna, because I think, like, and like that's...
It's empowering.
It is empowering. Like, that's another thing, too, is, like, you know, it's good to know these things, not only so that if something happened to your partner, you would know. Like,
yeah. Well,
where
that's
the bodies
that's what
are buried, but...
Well, that's what happened when my mom found herself like trying to manage her income for mm-hmm. the first time, feeling like, she always reminds me, like, keep working because you know how to do these things, where she felt like at a later age she was right. trying to like get a grasp on these concepts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that like gave her so much insecurity and like hurt her confidence to feel like she didn't know all of
right.
these things. So definitely educate yourself. So while I don't have any tips, I do applaud you.
We do wish we were also learning with you.
Yeah, we'll do it together.
Yeah.
We hired a financial advisor.
Oh,
great. Oh, that's great advice.
Now, okay, let me just rewind that a little bit. When I say we hired, so we use our bank,
okay.
and our bank supplies someone
oh,
that
great.
You can use. What he ends up doing is he takes like a percentage mm-hmm. of certain sort of investments that we have. For me, I'm like, you know what? We probably wouldn't be investing it correctly if we
weren't
you. So yes, there is some expense tied to that. However, it's very fair.
Well, and it's kind of like an invisible
yeah.
expense, because if you weren't making the return, if you
right.
weren't investing, you wouldn't make the return anyway. Therefore,
right.
you would probably are not missing that
yeah.
fee. But that's great. That's
that
a great resource
great
and one that I'm immediately going to go check.
Well,
yeah.
I always thought that you had to go to like a third
an
party.
Outside. Yeah.
yeah,
exactly.
Which is intimidating.
Well, and then I'm like, you have to be
yeah.
super rich to get an investor.
Right.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Bingo. But hi, look at me. All you have to do is walk up to your teller and be like, is there someone here who can help me?
That's
so,
great.
So that has been a help for us. And now that I'm sitting here with y'all, I'm thinking there are probably some great podcasts as well.
Yeah.
Maybe,
yeah, I think there are.
You know, even geared towards women, that would be something that would really appeal to me.
Mm-hmm.
Something like, you know, girl, get your bank account in order.
Okay,
right.
Well, we've been saying that you're going to start your own podcast. So you heard it here first. There's April's.
No time. And nobody really wants to hear me drivel on about, you know, money and how much I'm saving at Aldi.
I do.
Yes.
All right. So Maureen said April and finance ! Many times over, two of my favorite subjects. So just a shout out.
I love you, Maureen.
Yeah. She's a CPA mama from Ohio. So
awesome.
Actually, Jenna,
you should
direct message Modubs3.
Yes. That's,
and then let us know what she has to say.
Thank you, Mo.
Hannah, you DM'd us for some reason.
Applause, Hannah.
Melissa says her finance tip, which I found this very funny, don't have too much free time. She's upped her days working at preschool now that her kids will both be in elementary school, because to her, too many free days means that she hits target too much
oh,
and therefore
funny.
Like spends too much money, which I do relate to that.
Oh,
I
yeah.
feel like if I'm home with the kids and we don't have anything on the docket, I tend to choose something that we will end up spending money on.
Right.
Like, let's go to Chick-fil-A. Let's go to whatever play place.
Right.
Cost money. I do get that.
That's funny.
Can I just say that I am in the minority here? I'm not really a Target shopper.
Really?
Really?
No. Well, you're a Walmart girl.
I'm a Walmart girl, yes. But, you know, even when I go to Walmart, I don't go crazy. Like,
yeah.
for me, the thing that you always hear about Target is, I went in for one thing.
Yeah, I'm not that way.
I'm not that way either.
I am.
You are.
Hardcore.
I just don't. I want to get in and out.
Well, first of all, I mean, think about the way that it's laid out. What's the first thing you do when you walk into Target?
The one spot.
There you go. And then you're like, man.
Hannah, walk us through.
Well, that Starbucks is smelling really good. Yeah. Not as good as Lineage. But
garbage.
And then you go over there and you're like, well, I just
need
an iced chai because, you know, how can I walk into women's accessories without having an iced chai? So, yeah, it just
how can I do Target with children without having an iced chai?
Hits you from every darn angle.
They really thought that through and got me.
Yeah.
But yeah, I can't walk in there without the one. Yeah.
Well, now I can't walk in there with my children without them demanding an LOL doll or Littlest Pet Shop. And so then it's like, I'm such a sucker for that these days. And
I know.
Like, okay.
It's and like, I'm like, add $20 onto my purchase. Yeah, you can't say no to things all the time. It's easier to not take them.
So I'm like, so yeah, I'm not buying clothes or browsing for extra like accessories. I'm just trying to actively avoid the toy section.
No, I do schedule my shopping trips based around when Camille, because she's my 5-year-old, so she's my asker, she's my toy needer.
Yeah,
she's
that's the harder age.
Yes, my LOL addict.
Yeah.
Okay,
come over for a play date.
Oh my gosh.
Or don't. I don't know.
Oh my gosh. So we, I really do schedule any kind of errand around when she is going to be doing something, you know, in preschool, at camp, just something. And I mean, I'm telling you, I couldn't even go to Party City the other day to buy things for Lachlan.
Of course not.
Because they sell toys there.
Everywhere
like,
sells toys.
Can y'all not?
I'm so disappointed in Old Navy, but I would take a sponsorship deal because they have made their entire line
toys. So annoying.
And candy. And so
it's like, all like cheapy items that every kid.
Well, now I buy online and pick up in store.
Same.
And positive to Old Navy, they have a separate line for that. So you don't have to stand in the line. You just go right to the counter because I put all three girls in the same buggy and like walked in and I was like, oh no, we're never getting out of here alive. But I did find the one spot, one line.
Yes.
My kids, they don't need it to be toys. They'll ask for anything anywhere.
Well, Monday, David took the girls. Mondays are his days with the girls and he took them to Target for LOL dolls to do something like fun for them. And then I told them, no more toys this week. Like, this was your toy. The first thing that came out of Norbeth's mouth when I walked in from work today was not like, mommy, we missed you. It was, did you buy a toy for me? And I'm like, this is a problem.
Yeah.
So I pulled out the Berenstain Bears book, Me First and the Gimme Gimmies.
Oh, cute.
And it's all about the idea that all everywhere they go, they want.
Can I borrow that?
Yeah, absolutely.
The Berenstain Bears should sponsor you in particular.
Yeah, I know. Ugh. Barbie and Berenstain Bears are really doing all of my parenting for me.
Yeah.
But it's all about like that throwing tantrums when they don't get what they
want.
Right. Mine don't throw tantrums, but it's more like negotiating.
Yeah.
And just constantly. And I'm like, can't do it.
Yeah, it's
exhausting. Camille tells me that she'll give me a back rub if I buy fill in the blank. And I'm like, darn it.
I know, that's a pretty good.
I will.
Yeah. What do you want? Yeah. Right now.
I know. Ellen Kohlberg says,
last naming everyone.
I know. Well, that's her handle, and you know her.
I love Ellen.
She said she's all about the budget. They were not in a great place about 10 years ago and then kicked it into high gear and got serious about getting rid of all of her debt, their debt. It was hard work, but so worth it. They still happily budget every month, spreadsheet, the whole nine yards, and it's been a huge blessing to her family and her marriage, which I think is great to hear because everybody's in a different debt situation. Some people like having debt, some people don't, but if it's stressing you out, there are so many ways to get around it, and I loved hearing that.
And that does not surprise me at all about her, because knowing her personally, I will tell you, everything she does well. So, of course, Ellen, you have a spreadsheet, and can I get a copy of that?
Can you send it to me?
But, you know, maybe a thing about that, too, though, is that it's visual. So that kind of makes me think about my sister, and I don't want to feel like I'm telling her stories, but she did a lot on social media about this. And so I feel like I'm just retelling.
Yeah.
And she's been a very open book about it. But she and her husband, this is Laura that I'm talking about for those of you who know her. Laura and her husband had some college debt.
Mm-hmm.
And it, you know, kind of rolled into their marriage, and then they had kids, and they were like, holy moly, we have got to grab this bull by the horns. So they ended up doing Dave Ramsey. But for her, she would open up her cabinets, and they had a list written down of everything that they owed on. So they would just physically cross it off.
Mm-hmm.
And so whether you have a spreadsheet or whether you have a list on the inside of your cabinet, maybe it's just about having something visual that you can kind of, you know, look at, because money can be very intimidating and very sort of out there and something you can't really get your...
And it is hard when you have debt to realize how much you have if you're like getting lots of different bills. And when right before we had Nora Beth, we finished paying off about $27,000 worth of debt between like lots of various things. But we did Dave Ramsey as well. And I had like this notebook that had it like smallest to largest. And I loved every week, like we got onto a weekly budget, going and paying stuff off every single week. I'd email David the whole list, and it was so gratifying to see it get smaller and smaller and smaller. So something that felt like really nebulous and scary once we wrote it out was like, but I had to get past the stigma that we'd done something wrong by having it.
Oh, and, yeah.
And because it felt like something behaviorally was wrong. But it was all from like... Everybody, I think everybody goes through a season of there's some debt that you're paying off. It was so gratifying to see it all paid off. And then when we had Anna Blair, we had her without insurance, but we didn't know it until after she was here.
No.
There was a loophole. David had switched jobs and there was a loophole in our COBRA that didn't cover Anna Blair because she wasn't on the original policy because she wasn't born. So we are still back into that of like, all right, it's time. But it again can be really hard to overcome that, like, we did something wrong, we should have known, we should have, you know, all of these different things. But kudos to you, Ellen, and to Laura for sharing that, because that's wonderful. Audrey is really looking forward to hearing from you, April. And then she also says, if you leave the workforce, get a supplemental life insurance policy on your spouse, which I'm sure is great advice. I don't know about it, but I look into it.
Yeah, we have life insurance policies. That's really good advice.
And then calculate all essential expenses per month. So mortgage, but not gym. So those like must haves, and then aim to have 6 months worth of those in cash as a buffer. So that's great advice.
Yeah.
Mallory said that you, April, gave her one of her most useful tips for money. And it's not how much money you make, it's how much money you keep, which I think is great advice as well.
Yes. You know how when people say, what's your favorite quote?
Mm-hmm.
That one's, I have two, and that's one of mine. So yes, it's not what you make, it's what you keep. And that to me is, I mean, granted, we all want to make a certain amount.
Sure.
We all have that number in our mind, but really, when you see these stories about the people that win the lottery.
Yeah.
And then their Lamborghinis and their yachts and their, you know, multi-floor mansions, and their bank accounts are probably looking a little grim. But then you have someone who, you know, lives in a very small house. They drive, you know, an old beat up Honda.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, they pass away.
Millionaires. Yeah.
Yes. And they leave, you know, millions of dollars to a university or to a charity. And you're like, what?
Yeah. Yep.
That's so cool. So, you know, you go one way or the other. But yeah, it's not about what you make. It's what you keep.
Yeah, that's really good.
I love it. Well, thank you for joining us for this. And if you guys have any more advice or anything you want to send our way, especially if you are an expert in this topic, we would love to have it and share it.
Yeah, we'd love to share it.
Because we did get a lot of interest in this topic.
All right, so we're going to wrap it up and take a little summer break next week. We're not going to have an episode, so...
Catch up on any that you might have missed. If you're a newer listener, you can look back in our archives. We have plenty to choose from.
Yeah, and thank you again, April. This has been very great.
Always a pleasure.
Yes.
The pleasure is all mine.
All right, rate, review, and subscribe, and we'll see you here in 2 weeks.